Hello, this is Ken and Mike.
This is Benny.
This is Oliver.
Roger.
Brad.
Steve.
Brad.
Maybe we better call roll as the agenda set to be sure.
9 o'clock, let's go ahead and start then.
Okay, Ken, go ahead and call roll.
Paul Hansen?
Here.
Betty Naylor?
Here.
Brett Shinoff?
Here.
Tage Flint? Roger Friedel?
Here.
Brad Johnson?
Here.
David Sackerson?
Here.
David Stevens?
Here.
Mark Stevens? Looks like we have a quorum of 7 members.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you all for taking the time for this board meeting call. We do have one item on the agenda, and we'll turn that time to Betty. Thank you, Betty.
Okay, we do have, like Paul said, one item on the agenda for the Boulder Farmstead Authorization for Modification of Repayment Schedule. Michael, you were going to handle that one?
Yes, thank you. As I emailed several days ago, the board has authorized funding for Boulder Farmstead. $2 million, 0% interest for 30 years with $1 million in principal forgiveness. The original payment schedule called for annual repayments of $33,000 to $34,000 per year. The water system did express a little bit of concern with that level of payment for the first few years of their project due to other projects that the board and CIB and others have funded in the past. To work with them and to ease the burden in the first few years of their repayment, staff is proposing that the repayment schedule be modified to allow a graduated repayment stream. That repayment stream was emailed to you. It shows $20,000 a year for the first 5 years, $30,000 a year for the next 5, and then increasing from there up to $39,000 by the end of the 30-year time frame. So staff is proposing that the board authorize us to modify this repayment schedule and make this the new way that the bond will be written for the Boulder Farmstead project.
Okay, do we have any questions or comments for Michael?
I have one question. This is Roger. I don't have any idea where the Boulder Farmstead is.
It's in, I believe it's in Garfield County. I'd have to go back and double check.
But it is in Garfield County. It's right next to Boulder Town.
Okay. This is Brad. I just have one question. Is there anything unusual about this payment schedule? Is it fairly typical, or are we doing anything out of the ordinary?
No, this is something that we do. I won't say often, but we do consider this if the water system is in a disadvantaged state like Boulder Farmstead is.
Okay, thank you.
And I do notice on here there's an anticipated closing of April 23rd, just in a few days.
Yes. Yep, we are scheduled to close on Thursday of next week.
Any other questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, I'll accept a motion.
This is Roger. I make the motion that we accept the proposed payment repayment schedule for the Boulder Farmstead.
Okay, I have a motion. Okay. Motion by Roger and second by David Stevens. Any further discussion or comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, Michael, so you can go ahead with the modified schedule.
Fantastic. Thank you, and I really appreciate everybody taking time this morning.
Thank you, Michael. And just a reminder to the board that our next meeting is on May 8th. There's an early morning portion of that where we'll be touring the treatment plant there in North Salt Lake. So Michael has sent out coordination emails on that on time. So if anybody has any questions, we'll let them just get back with Michael on that for
yes.
Yep. Arranging rides.
That'll be great.
All right. We are meeting at the office there at 9 o'clock?
8:30.
8:30.
Yeah.
8:30. Okay. Yep. Any other items, Michael or Ken, that we need to address?
Is there a work meeting associated with this?
Yes.
Do you want
yes.
to that?
That's tour of the treatment plant.
Right.
And a work meeting before.
Right. The tour, I'll email everybody again, but the tour is of the Woods Cross treatment plant. We're planning on starting the tour about 9-ish. We expect it to go about an hour. It's not a really big plant, but Woods Cross has put together some visuals and some discussion points that they'd like to discuss with the board. After that, we will then go to the Woods Cross City offices, City Hall. They have reserved a room for us to have a work session there. We will be discussing the new language for Table 2 relative to the energy efficiency incentives that the board has authorized us to investigate, and also the cost increases due to American Iron and Steel and other federal requirements. I expect that will probably last anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. We will break for lunch. Woods Cross City has offered to provide lunch for the board. And we plan on convening the board meeting probably around 1:30, depending on how things go. I think we're going to schedule it for 1:30 just so that we have enough time to cover every discussion point that we would like to in the work session.
You will email us the agenda, et cetera, sooner?
Yes. Or, yeah, okay, we will get that all put together, and I should have that out in the next week or so.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
We'll adjourn. Thank you all very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.